Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you are just everything.
Lord, you are just everything to me.
Lord, you are just
everything. Lord, you are just everything to me.
Lord, you are just
everything. You are just everything to me.
Lord, you are just
Lord, you are just everything to me. We gonna sing.
Somebody say, somebody say.
We gonna dance.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord has been so good to love.
Then I know, then I know, then I know.
We gonna sing.
We gonna sing.
We gonna dance.
We gonna worship Jesus Christ.
For the Lord has been so good to
Lord, you are just
Lord, you are just everything to me.
I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. All of my help. I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. All of my help will come from the Lord. Paul says something, you put your misery. But you mean sorry.
Change will come.
Somebody say, somebody say.
Are we always hold up?
Oh, 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 oh.
Are we always stand
firm? I will always stand firm.
I will wait for the day my change will come.
Give me your tool, lying for you.
Joy,
give me your
tour, lying for ya. There are joy, give me
your tour,
give me your
tour,
lying for ya.
Ọkùnrin náà ti wà níbẹ̀ fún ọjọ́ pípẹ́. Ṣùgbọ́n ọjọ́ tí ó bá Jésù pàdé, ọjọ́ yẹn ni ayé rẹ̀ gba ìyípadà. Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni obìnrin onísun ẹ̀jẹ̀. Ó dúró, ó ń tẹ̀lé Jésù. Nígbà tí ó fọwọ́ kẹ ìsẹ́tí aṣọ Jésù Kristo Olúwa. Ayé rẹ̀ gba ìyípadà.
Èmi yóò dúró.
Bí wọn náà ṣe ń gbọ́ ọ ní òwúrọ̀ yìí. Èní ìkankan ní ọjọ́ ìbẹ̀wò rẹ̀. Mo ní èmi ọyẹ́ rẹ̀ yóò gba ìyípadà. Ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ ọ̀tún yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ láyé rẹ̀
lẹ́nu.
Ṣá ti dúró. Kí o gbẹ́sẹ̀ pé gbẹ́kẹ̀lé Jésù. Kí o má ṣe fòyà. Nítorí èmi gangan ni ọjọ́ ìbẹ̀wò rẹ̀.
Somebody say, somebody say, somebody say.
Èmi yóò dúró.
Aleluya, aleluya.
Láyé fòyà.
Dé ọjọ́.
Dé ọjọ́.
Ìbẹ̀wò.
mi yóò dúró.
Láyé fọ́yà,
láyé fọ́yà. Joshua, a man of God, an Israelite with the governor, saw him for the battle of Jericho many, many years ago. Joshua, a man of God, an Israelite with the governor, saw him for the battle of Jericho many, many years ago. Ezekiel saw the winds blowing, rumbling and turning over. Ezekiel saw the winds blowing, blowing in the middle of the earth. Ezekiel saw the winds blowing, rumbling and turning over. Ezekiel saw the winds blowing, blowing in the middle of the earth. A lean on solid, a little rock, a lean on solid rock. Jesus, lean on solid rock. Lean on solid, lean on rock. Lean on solid rock. Lean on, lean on, lean on Jesus. Lean on solid rock. Lean on solid, lean on rock. Lean on solid rock. Lean on, lean on, lean on Jesus. Lean on solid rock. Blowing a minute of the air, up in the air.
And to the heaven listener and declare.
And now what do you say? You don't care if I share by you.
Say this loud and clear. Oh, thou that troubleth my Israel.
Iwo to nyo Israeli mi lenu.
The God of Elijah shall trouble you today.
Olorun Elijah yo damu re loni.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and declare that.
Ko pase be.
Oh, thou that troubled my Israel.
Iwo to nyo Israeli mi lenu.
The God of Elijah shall trouble you today.
Olorun Elijah yo damu re.
Thank you Jesus. Oshun Jesu. Wonderful God, we thank you for a morning like this.
Olorun ya na dupe fun owurọ bayi.
And we thank you for the mightiness of your name and your name which is wonderful.
A si dupe fun titobi oruko yin ati oruko yin to je iyanu.
Accept our thanks in Jesus name.
Ẹ gbọ́ pé wa ló kọ Jesu.
Today,
lónìí,
minister to us.
Ẹ bá wa pàdé.
Lay your hands upon our lives.
Ẹ dá owó ilé ayé wa.
let the spirit of testimony, the spirit of breakthrough, envelope our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. As we take our Bibles, this morning I'd like you to listen to me very carefully once again. Because we're dealing with one of the most horrible powers in the universe.
Nítorí ọ̀kan náà wọn agbára tó burú jáì jùlọ lágbàáyé la fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ nípa
rẹ̀. For the next few minutes,
fún ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀,
I want to discuss what I call the analysis.
Fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ nípa
of the spirit of failure.
Àtúpalẹ̀ nípa ẹ̀mí ìkùnà.
The analysis.
Àtúpalẹ̀
of the spirit of failure.
Ti ẹ̀mí ìkùnà.
I want you to listen very carefully. Because there are many schools in which human beings are enrolled. One of the largest schools that human beings enroll in day by day is the school of failure. Analysis of the spirit of failure.
The
first thing I like to say very quickly is that God created man to have dominion. To have dominion, and he was created to have rulership or authority over all the earth.
Ọlọ́run dá ènìyàn láti máa jọba, a sì fún ní àṣẹ láti máa ṣàkóso gbogbo ayé.
So meaning that,
ó túmọ̀ sí pé
man,
ènìyàn,
was not created to fail.
A ò dá láti kùnà.
I say that again.
Wọ́n tún sọ,
man,
ènìyàn,
was not created to fail.
A ò dá láti kùnà.
Therefore,
nítorí náà,
any failure in our lives,
ìkùnà yòówù tó bá ń bẹ nínú ayé wa,
is not the fault of God.
Iṣẹ́ ẹ̀bí Ọlọ́run
is our fault.
Ẹ̀bí tiwa ni.
Man was not created to fail.
A ò dá ènìyàn láti kùnà.
This is a very serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó le ni ọ̀rọ̀ yìí o.
In 2 Kings chapter 4,
ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí kẹrin,
I read from verse 29.
Wọ́n kà láti ẹsẹ̀
2 Kings chapter 4,
ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí kẹrin,
29.
Wọ́n kà láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
A lot of people hear this morning will be pleasantly surprised.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn tó ń bẹ níbí lóòrọ̀ yìí ni ìyàlẹ́nu rere yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ sí.
When they begin some kinds of prayers,
nígbà tí wọ́n bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ irúfẹ́ àwọn àdúrà kan,
and they notice that deliverance is not just from deliverance from demons and the evil spirits and disease alone. You could be delivered from the school of failure.
Wọ́n wá kíyèsí pé ìtúsílẹ̀ kì í ṣe ìtúsílẹ̀ kúrò lọ́wọ́ àwọn ẹ̀mí àìmọ ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn àbí ẹ̀mí èṣù nìkan, ṣùgbọ́n ènìyàn lè gba ìtúsílẹ̀ kúrò nílé ìwé ìkùnà.
You could receive a permanent termination letter from the school of failure.
Ó lè gba ìwé má débímọ́ láti ilé ìwé ìkùnà.
2 Kings chapter 4.
Ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí kẹrin.
I read from verse 29.
Wọ́n kà láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
A little boy had died.
Ọmọdékùnrin kékeré kan ló kú.
And the prophet is sending his assistant to go and pray for that dead boy.
Wòlíì wá rán ọmọ ọ̀kọ́ṣẹ́ rẹ̀ láti lọ gbàdúrà fún ọmọ tó kú.
Let's see the journey of the servant of the prophet.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ìrìn àjò ọmọ ẹ̀kọ́ṣẹ́ wòlíì.
Verse 29.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
This is Elisha. Then he said to Gehazi.
Elisha rẹ̀ ó sì wí fún Gehazi pé.
Gird up thy loins.
Dí àmúre rẹ.
And take my staff in thy hand.
Kí o sì mú ọ̀pá mi lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
So the staff in his hand was not his own. It belonged to his master Elisha.
Ọ̀pá ọ̀gá rẹ̀ ló wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀. Ọ̀gá rẹ̀ Elisha kì í ṣòun ló lọ̀pá náà.
And go thy way.
Kí o sì lọ.
If thou meet any man,
bí ìwọ bá rí ẹnikẹ́ni lọ́nà,
salute him not.
Má ṣe kí.
And if any man salute thee,
bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá sì kí ọ,
answer him not again.
Má ṣe dá a lóhùn.
Why did he tell Gehazi this?
Èéṣe tó fi sọ eléyìí fún Gehazi.
Something has been showing up in the life of this man Gehazi.
Òun kan ti ń gbére sókè nínú ayé gẹ̀ẹ́sì.
The spirit of distraction.
Ẹ̀mí ìṣìlọ́nà.
He had known gẹ̀ẹ́sì for many kind of person. He said, hello, how are you?
O ti mọ gẹ̀ẹ́sì pé gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹnìkan tí yóò dúró máa kíyàn lọ́nà. Ẹ káàsán.
And he will stay and talk and forget his assignment.
A sì dúró ń bẹ àtàkù ọ̀rọ̀ sọ títí yóò fi gbàgbé iṣẹ́ tí wọ́n ran.
So he knows that if you don't want the man to stop, just say, don't salute anybody, because from the salute, another thing will follow, another thing will follow, and Gehazi will stand there.
O sì mọ̀ pé bó bàbẹ́kọ́kùnrin yóò ṣìnà. Ṣáàsọ mo pé kó má kẹ́nìkankan nítorí tó bá fi lè kíyàn nìkan yóò dúró níbẹ̀ ohun mìíràn sì tẹ̀lé.
Salute him not, him they salute you.
Wọ́n bá kí ọ.
Don't salute anybody.
Never
my star upon the face of the child.
Kí o sì fi ọ̀pá mi lé iwájú ọmọ náà.
Verse 31.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlélọ́gbọ̀n.
And Gehazi passed on before them.
Gehazi sì kọjá síwájú wọn.
And laid his staff upon the face of the child.
Ó sì fi ọ̀pá náà lé ọmọ náà ní iwájú.
But there was neither voice.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò sí ohùn.
Nor hearing.
Tàbí àfiyèsí.
Wherefore?
Nítorí náà.
He went again to meet him.
Ó sì tún padà lọ pàdé rẹ̀.
And told him say.
Ó sì wí fún un pé.
The child is not awaked.
Ọmọ náà kò jí.
Failure.
Ikuna
had already taken root.
O ti gbilẹ̀.
In the life of Gehazi.
Nínú ayé Gehazi.
The power of failure.
Agbára ikuna.
The spirit of failure.
Ẹ̀mí ikuna.
Had already enveloped him.
O ti ràdọ̀dọ̀.
And how did he end his journey?
Báwo ló ṣe wá parí ìrìnàjò rẹ̀?
In 2 Kings chapter 5.
Ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí karùn-ún.
Verse 27.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
The failure now became a permanent affair.
Ìkùnà òun wá di ohun tó dúró títí láì.
In 2 Kings 5:27.
Nínú ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí karùn-ún.
The leprosy is the apple of Naaman.
Ìtòrí náà ẹ̀tẹ́ Naamani.
Shall cleave unto thee.
Yóò lẹ̀ mọ́.
Unfortunately.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ṣe ní láàánú.
He said, and unto thy seed forever.
Pé àti irú ọmọ rẹ̀ títí láì.
So his failure.
Ìkùnà rẹ̀.
Had brought failure to his family line.
Ó tún wá mú ìkùnà dé bá ìrandíran rẹ̀.
There are thousands of you here this morning that the destiny of so many people is attached to your home.
Ẹgbẹgbẹ̀rún yín ló ń bẹ níbi lóòrọ̀ tí àyàn mọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ó dìrọ̀ mọ́ ti yín.
Beloved, you cannot afford to fail.
Ara ò gbọ́dọ̀ kùnà.
Because if you fail, many people will fail.
Nítorí pé o bá ilé kùnà, ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni ó kùnà.
Because their destiny is attached to yours.
Nítorí pé àyàn mọ́ tiwọn ó dìrọ̀ mọ́ ti
yín. There was a man who gathered failure.
Ọkùnrin yìí rè é tó kó ìkùnà jọ.
And passed it down his family line.
Tó sì pe ilé àwọn àrọ́mọdọ́.
So if a child is born now.
Lọ bára bí ọmọ kan báyìí.
And from the household of Gehazi.
Láti ìdílé Gehazi.
Immediately the child is born in the maternity ward.
Ní kété tí wọ́n bí nílé agbẹ̀bí.
Leprosy is waiting by the bed.
Ẹ̀tẹ́ ti ń dúró dé lórí ibùsùn.
And the child goes home with it.
Ọmọ òun á sì gbé ẹ̀tẹ̀ lọlé.
Has organized and gathered by their forefathers.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí bàbá ńlá wọn ti ṣètò rẹ̀.
One prayer we need to pray here seriously today.
Àdúrà kan tá a nílò láti gbà gidigidi.
Is your prayer against inherited failure?
Òun ni àdúrà lòdì sí ìkùnà àjogúnbá.
Prayer against inherited failure.
Àdúrà lòdì sí ìkùnà àjogúnbá.
I want you to know that there could be failure in many many areas.
O sì fẹ́ kẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ pé ìkùnà lè wà ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ agbègbè.
There could be financial failure.
Ìkùnà lè wà lórí ètò
ìṣúná owó. Ministerial failure.
Ó lè wà nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
There could be academic failure.
Ìkùnà lè wà lẹ́nu ẹ̀gọ́.
Could be power failure.
Ìkùnà lè wà nípa
agbára. Marital failure.
Ìkùnà lè wà nínú ìgbéyàwó.
There could be health failure.
Ìkùnà lè wà nínú ìlera.
There could be relationship failure.
Ìkùnà lè wà nínú ìbáṣepọ̀.
There could be employment failure.
Ìkùnà lè wà nípa iṣẹ́ ṣíṣe.
There could be economic failure.
Ìkùnà lè wà nípa
ọrọ̀ ajé. There could be failure in many areas.
Ìkùnà lè wà lónírúurú agbègbè.
I want you to understand this very well.
Fọ́kẹ́lẹ́ yìí yé yín dáadáa.
Let me share with you a few facts.
Ẹ yẹ kí n bá yín sọ àwọn kókó ọ̀rọ̀ díẹ̀.
About failure.
Lórí ìkùnà.
Few facts about
failure. Àwọn kókó ọ̀rọ̀ díẹ̀ nípa ìkùnà.
Number one.
Èkíní.
Is that
ni pé
there is no loneliness.
Kò sí ìdáwà
greater than the loneliness of failure.
Tó ga ju ìdáwà ìkùnà lọ.
There is no loneliness.
Kò sí dídáwà kan
greater than the loneliness of failure.
Tó ga ju dídáwà ìkùnà lọ.
So family members are still visiting you now.
Àwọn mọ̀lẹ́bí rẹ̀ yìí ń bẹ ọwọ́ báyìí.
It's because there is something in your hand.
Nítorí ohun kan yìí ń bẹ lọ́wọ́ rẹ ni.
They still coming to say hello. How are you? Just like you say hello.
Why are you walking about? Why are you
calling? I see something happening. When there is failure, even the so-called friends run away. When failure hits a person, when riches come to poverty, friends run away. Say this louder than anyone here. I shall not fear. In the name of Jesus, say it loud and clear. Say it again. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, that God will.
There was a crusade somewhere in Wari.
What she is what you call me because in Wari.
And there was a brother there.
And I couldn't consider him.
His name is Innocent Udo.
Olu kore ni Innocent Udo.
And after the crusade,
lei isoji
was an interdenominational crusade.
Oje isoji gbogbo eniyan.
200 people surrendered their lives to Jesus.
Eniyan gba lo si faye won fun Jesu lo.
So the evangelist said that people here who have just surrendered their lives to Jesus, is there any pastor who would like to take over this sheep?
Aji wa gbe eniyan gba lo faye won fun Jesu o.
But innocent
is in Emini.
He jumped forward, obeys you, and they handed over 200 persons to him.
Once he far away in your Bali lower,
after 6 months,
let you should me far.
Out of the 200,
Lani and Wegba,
he had 6 left.
Okumefa.
After 1 or 2 months,
let you should come and meet you.
One morning he arrived in church. His wife arrived. His little boy arrived. And no other person arrived. Okay. Close the door of that church. Again, there was another crusade somewhere else.
What is this?
And the evangelist said, oh, we want to talk about this ship. Handed them over to him again. 120 persons. Within 3 months, only 14 children were coming to church. But
the
innocent now closed down the church and went down to his panel beating and spraying. Panel beating and spraying. It was his spraying he was doing one day. When police were chasing some arm robbers, and his 3 bullets caught him there. He died by the side of the vehicle was painting with his brush,
a new brush
of failure still in his hand. Raise your hand up again.
No worries, okay.
And say this loud and clear.
Every
instrument of failure in my hand. So the first fact about failure you should know, there is no loneliness greater than the loneliness of failure. And then success,
as you
is a friend of everybody. Two, every unfriendly person is a failure.
Any kunoni.
Jesus was very, very friendly.
Jesus, what to call your mother?
They brought children to him. He played with them. Unless somebody is very unfriendly, those are failures. If you have been to the university before, when I used to teach in the university,
every
time I entered the class, my students will be rejoicing. Because I've told them,
I
want to pass Dr. Olukoya's course. Don't bother to go to the library. Stay here in the lecture room. If you tell me 90% of what I told you here, you get an A. And they come. And they pass. One day they called me, the department I was teaching for.
Said,
excuse me, sir, this is your course. The pass rate is too much.
Say,
I saw you want them to fail. There are some lecturers in the university. Proud because when students take their courses, all the students will fail. When the student of a teacher, all students fail, then the teacher himself is what?
A failure.
Number 3. There is no failure until there is internal failure. When the person fails on the inside, is then the person is a thorough failure. One of the best men that ever rose in the UK, United Kingdom, was their prime minister during the war, called Winston Churchill. He did an exam in school, and what his teacher wrote in his report card,
as
teacher's comment, is a conspicuous lack of success. Conspicuous lack of success in his report card.
I lashe yori ti o se epo mole lele yi lo ko sinu esi danwo re.
Eventually became one of their best prime ministers.
Ṣugbọn lo pe gbogbo o papa di okan ninu awon are orile
to
dara julo nitori pe
he refused to fail from the inside.
O ko lati kuna ninu re.
4.
Ikeni,
there is no accidental failure.
Ko si kuna to nse si de bani.
It must have a root.
O ni lati ni gbogbo.
It must have a root.
Only lati ni gbogbo.
If your car is not working,
bi oko ayokele re o ba sise,
it refuse to start,
o ba ko lati dahun,
must be a reason.
Only lati ni di ti o fi dahun,
must be a reason.
Only lati ni di.
You woke up in the morning,
ojile oro,
say, darling, good morning.
O gbo ni ka lo.
And the man said, shut up.
Oko re so go ba lo.
And he said, ah, he's shouting, I don't know why.
Oh, pardon me, my dear.
I was being a reason.
Only that you need
root.
Boom, boom.
It has everything.
Boom, boom, come.
As a root.
Don't know, boom, boom.
You could not.
As a root.
Only boom, boom. 5.
It can.
A person is not a failure.
In your case, you could not.
Until you are satisfied to become one.
Have you got over need? Tell on that you could not.
When you tolerate it, then you like it.
Nígbà tó bá fàyè gbà, ó fẹ́ràn rẹ̀.
I shall not tolerate failure.
Kò ní fàyè gbà ìkùnà.
In the name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù.
6.
Ikefa.
Tell you some facts about failure.
Àwọn kókó ọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìkùnà.
Before we go into the spiritual aspect.
Ká tó lọ sí agbègbè tẹ̀mí.
When you fail to prepare.
Nígbà tó bá kùnà láti múra sílẹ̀.
You are preparing to fail.
Ò ń múra sílẹ̀ láti kùnà ni.
You fail to
prepare.
Then you prepare to fail. God himself is a God of preparations.
Allah
prepares things. When a small boy is in school,
yeah,
our schools, St. John Primary School,
St. John.
We had never raised a football team since the school started.
Lati gba ti won ti da ile iwe ohun sile a o ni egbe agbabolu afese gbari.
So the school decided to raise a football team.
Ile iwe wa pinu pe lojo yen awon fe ni egbe bolu afese gba.
As I'm talking to you now,
ibi mo tin ba yin soro
bayi, I still don't understand.
Ko ti ye mi
why the physical education master picked me as a goalkeeper. I don't understand.
Idi ti oga to nko wa ni ere idaraya se mu mi pe mi ni kin ma sole.
I think you just look at my report card. Say, this one is always coming first in class, so this one must be able to catch balls.
As well.
So they gave us shorts and vests, and the only practice I could remember we did. The man planted sticks on the field. And so
we
should be able to dribbling around the sticks. They are human beings. That was only practice we did. So meaning that we did not prepare. We did not prepare. When it was getting close to the football competition, the man they selected as our captain said, we can't just go and play ball like this
one.
They can break our legs, we can break their legs. And we
know
to win. And he
said,
he knows a magician who can help us to win the football match. Foolish small boys. We contributed money. And that time it was very painful to contribute one penny. It took 2 days to contribute. So we took the money to this magician there. The name of the magician was Olamlogbo. So we went to him and said, we want to win the match.
Aloba, ani abe bori idije.
Zanu Pada, how much have you got?
Oni kuru elu leni.
We showed what we had.
As if he go buy it, ani o.
So when you no, I will go to the football pitch at night.
Only long walls, if it's out to double long,
I will urinate around the football pitch.
Mazi Tokari, Bobo Papa, to double long.
Then who befalls your opponent that day?
I want to go to you, Lagana.
If we were not foolish small boys,
you know, by the way, why any two go to Ben Warana?
So one of us will have asked a question.
Oh, yeah, keep on what he lay,
sir.
Alaba,
how many gallons of urine do you think you can?
Galawa is your melo. Leonu, Toma Kari, Papa.
Nobody asked many questions.
And
then we got to the football pitch. I just saw that the boys were passing me by. By the time it was
after,
we were 4-0 down.
Nígbà tá ò fi gbá bọ́ọ̀lù dé ìdajì àkókò, wọ́n ti fún wa ní mẹ́rin sódo.
The warning by our master at half time did not help anything again.
Ìkìlọ̀ tí olùkọ́ wá fún wa nígbà tá a gba dáàbọ̀ kò ràn kankan mọ́.
He told us we were disgracing our school.
Ó ní à ń dójú ti ilé ìwé wa ni o.
We got there.
Adébẹ̀.
We still had 3 more.
Wọ́n sì tún fún wa mẹ́ta kún.
By the time we left,
nígbà tá a fi kúrò
bẹ́ẹ̀, we're 7-0 down.
Méje sódo ni wọ́n fún wa.
It's not good to fail. Because we have to quickly remove our jerseys. Because we were laughing at us.
Saint John.
We are laughing at us. We prepared to fail. We refused to prepare. So we failed. 7.
EKJ.
The only thing in life
ohun kan so nile aye
achieve without effort.
Ti eniyan le se aseyori nu re lai gbegba gbepa
is failure.
Ohun ni ikuna.
No effort.
Lai si parala
failure.
Ohun ni ikuna.
Let a person get to the examination hall.
Can you go to the meeting? What is your job?
And they say, start writing.
What is the question? What about you?
All you need to do to fail is to make no effort.
Oh, because you don't need to write to say, go to the meeting.
The person will not write anything.
You don't come and go from
the smelling at the paper.
Oh, come and read and see we are.
Eight.
Ikejo.
Most failures.
Opolopo ikuna.
Are experts at making excuses.
Opolopo awon eyan to je eni ikuna won je ojogbon ninu sise awawi.
Just give excuses.
Excuse. Awawi, awawi, awawi.
Excuse why they cannot pray.
Awawi ni pa ebi won se le
Bible.
Awawi di ti won
fi le kanbe.
Awawi di ti won fi le lo le ijosin.
Excuses.
Awawi.
Number 9.
Ikeson.
The greatest vehicle of failure.
Ohun irinṣẹ to ga julọ fun ikuna
is laziness.
Ohun ni ole sise
and planlessness.
Ati aini eto.
Laziness,
ole sise,
planlessness.
Ati aini eto.
Bible says there is no man who wants to build a house who will not first of all sit down and count the cost. If you're going to work, you count the cost.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ kò sí ẹni tó fẹ́ kọ́lé tí ò ní kọ́kọ́ dúró láti ṣírò ohun tí yóò ná òun àbó fẹ́ lọ jagun láti kọ́kọ́ dúró kò sì ṣírò ohun tí yóò ná.
Ten.
Ìkẹwàá.
A person is a failure.
Ènìyàn ó jẹ́ ìkùnà.
If you go through life.
Bó bá ń lo ilé ayé rẹ.
Earning nothing.
Láì. Ring kankan gba.
But money.
Yàtọ̀ sí owó.
You just spend the whole of your life making money, nothing less.
Gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ owó nìkan ló fi ń lé.
You didn't pursue eternal life.
O lè pa ìyá ayérayé.
You didn't pursue spiritual growth.
O lè pa ìdàgbàsókè tẹ̀mí.
You didn't pursue living a legacy for yourself.
O lè pa fífi ogún rere sílẹ̀.
You didn't pursue integrity.
O lè pa orúkọ.
The man is still a failure.
Onítọ̀hún ìkùnà ni.
Point 11.
Kókó ìkọkànlá.
An all-round failure.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ ìkùnà ní gbogbo ọ̀nà.
Is the one that fails to learn.
Òun lẹni tó kùnà láti kẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
Just don't want to learn. Just
fẹ́ kẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
Just leave me as I am.
Ẹ ṣàfi mi sílẹ̀ bí mo ti wà yìí.
So preacher, just leave me as I am.
Oníwàásù fi mi sílẹ̀ bí mo ti wà yìí.
I'm trouble my life.
Má fòrú ẹ̀mí mi.
A person is a failure in life if a person is an all-round failure in life if he fails to learn.
Ẹni tó bá kọ̀ láti kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ ó jẹ́ ìkùnà ní gbogbo ọ̀nà.
12.
Ìkejìlá.
If you think small.
Bó bá ń ronú kékeré.
You stay small.
Ó dúró lẹ́ni kékeré.
The Bible, says,
really, okay.
Open wide your mouth,
lion reboro,
and I will fill it.
Emi yo siku.
That's what the Bible says.
Oti bibeli we ni
eh. I mean, ask for a big thing.
Thirteen. Ikatala.
One formula or one recipe for failure.
Oh, kanti eni ani lo lati se fun ikuna.
Is to try to please everybody.
Òun ni láti gbìyànjú pé ó tẹ gbogbo ènìyàn lọ́rùn.
Want to please everybody.
Ó fẹ́ tẹ gbogbo ènìyàn lọ́rùn.
It's a formula for failure.
Ọ̀nà láti lè kùnà ni.
A terrible formula for failure.
Ọ̀nà tó burú jáì láti lè kùnà ni.
A person in darkness.
Ẹni tó ń bẹ nínú òkùnkùn.
Can I show you a child of God? Who is in the light how to run your life.
Kò lè máa sọ fún ìwọ tó jẹ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run tó ń bẹ nínú ìmọ́lẹ̀ bó ṣe lo ayé rẹ.
Paul said if I yet seek to please men.
Paul wọ́n pé bẹ́ẹ̀ mi báyìí ń gbìyànjú láti tẹ́ ènìyàn lọ́rùn.
Then I'm not a servant of Christ.
Nígbà náà wọn kì í ṣe òjíṣẹ́ Kristi.
Point number 14.
Kókó ìkẹrìnlá.
You have no enemies.
Bí o bá ní ọ̀tá rárá.
It is a sure sign.
Àmì tó dájú ni.
That success has passed you by.
Bí àṣeyọrí ti fò ọ́ dá.
If you have no enemies,
oh Lord, Allah,
it's a sure sign that success has passed you.
I mean, told that you never achieve your little further.
But immediately you refuse to be a student in the school of failure.
You
make instant enemies.
Oh Lord, Allah,
to yourself.
What is for?
Immediately you become number one.
If you do bad DNA, Koko,
all other person behind you are enemies pursuing.
You go away. You don't tell your lie. You do or that only party.
When they say get on your marks,
but I'm going for what sale?
Get some
mulagiri.
Go
sale.
That first man at the front.
And if you need to know anybody,
he's the enemy of everybody.
Or that will go away. You go away.
Cause they're pursuing him.
It will run only.
And they want to take over from
us. If
I want you to understand this very well. Man falls
in you
because we do not do what the Creator asked us to do. The spirit of Eliyah moves in when we disobey God. That's the first point to note about spiritual failure. Everything that God created does what God created it to do. Except man. The sun rises every morning. The moon and the stars they see come out at night. The clouds are still in the sky. The trees and plants still grow as they're supposed to grow.
This
man that disobeys. Like I've said there before, it will appear to me as if animals seem to have more sense than men sometimes. I'm here to see a male dog running after a male dog. I've not seen a male cat running after a male cat.
It's
human beings that a man will marry a man.
This
is a terrible thing. What God wants him to do is do the opposite. This is a terrible thing. And it's very, very sad. Very sad indeed. While I was abroad as a scientist many years ago, a man came to our laboratory. He had gonorrhea in his throat. Gonorrhea in his throat.
Gonorrhea,
you find gonorrhea.
Eba ko fure, nkan to wa lo fure jade.
Awon se wa ni get gonorrhea into your throat.
As wa be lo re pe bawo ni gonorrhea se de ofun re.
It is from his boyfriend.
Oni lato do re kunrin abani dese ohun ni.
Your man you have a boyfriend.
Okunrin ni o tun lo re kunrin abani dese.
O tun gonorrhea in your throat.
O si fi gonorrhea si ofun re.
This is very sad.
Ohun to ba ninu je ni.
It's man that disobeys.
Immediately
you disobey the Almighty.
The
spirit known as the spirit of failure comes in.
The
spirit will now push the person out of the garden of
destiny. And once the
person is pushed out,
the
Almighty stations his angel so that the person does not find his way
back.
This is the first key you must notice. So the first question to ask yourself these days is there any area where I'm disobedient to the Lord? Is there any area of my life where I've not yielded to the Lord 100%? Is there anything God is asking me to do that I'm not doing?
Is there
something he says I should not do that I'm doing?
doing.
Those
are the, that's the first question to ask yourself. What you are doing now, did he ask you to do it? What you said, did he ask you to say it? That's the first thing to examine. And anyone who wants to be free from the school of failure, the first thing to repent from is disobedience to the law. The second thing to check, and which is a serious matter,
the
second thing to check if you do not want failure in your life, is to check whether your heavens are closed or not. Check.
Wadi,
Deuteronomy 28 tells us.
Deuteronomy 28.
Deuteronomy 23.
Deuteronomy 28:23.
Every man and woman have a space allocated to them in the heavens. You have an ear space allocated to your head in the heavens. Heaven. In Deuteronomy 20 verse 23, under heaven, which is over thy head, shall be brass. The earth that is under thee shall be iron. The point you are making is thy heaven. Are you concerned about your success in life? After you have checked whether you are disobedient to God in any area, the second thing you check very quickly is whether your heavens are closed or not. If the heavens are closed, many things happen to you. If the heavens are closed over somebody's head, demons will overcome the person with ease. Nothing will go smoothly. Everything will be like a struggle. If the heavens over somebody is closed, the person will plant much but reap very little. The whole of the person's life becomes a terrible struggle. The person will be struggling with the strugglers and wrestling with the wrestlers. When the heavens are closed over somebody,
there'll
be profitless hard work. When the heavens are closed over somebody, problem will remain the same after deliverance. Do this deliverance, that deliverance, the problem will just remain the same.
Yo she to see that delay, she to see that on should bring sure. We all draw what you
are. Person will labor so much but achieve very little.
Only down your lack, I also see shadow push upon your dear, your
heavens are closed.
If I tell you to be
when the heavens are closed,
who are going to be lonely? You are not it.
The virus are released on somebody's labor.
What do I want? General Sile, see no share one little,
and the person will be living on old or past achievements.
Onito yo ma wa gbe igbaye re lori awon aseyori atijo.
And as a Christian, you find that you don't have fresh fire in your spiritual life. That means the heavens are closed.
Gaga bi Christian to ba kesi pe ina to si ninu igbaye mi re o tumo si pe
the only thing that you know that you are seeing.
Awon atijo to mo yen na lo yin tenimo.
The only revelation you have that you have.
Awon ifi won atijo to ni yen na lo yin ni.
When the heavens are closed over somebody,
nigba ti orun ba se lori eniyan,
the prayers of the person becomes ordinary noise.
Adura only to yo wa daruwo lasan.
And the person may be praying, but the man will be wondering about God in prayers, wondering.
Then
Bible reading becomes dry. Becomes routine.
Dry.
It's just going through the
the motions.
Yo come and Lord Benny
rehearsing what he already knows.
Yo ma to toti motele ko.
When the heavens is closed,
ma ti aromati.
The quiet time becomes very dry.
Akoko dakeje onito yo agbe furufu.
The person finds it so easy to coexist with darkness.
Yo lor volito lati le ma bo kokun gbe.
When the heavens are closed,
ma ti oro lori re ba ti.
The expectation of the person will be cut off most of the time.
Lopo lopo gba ere ti onito ni a oke kuru.
You put much investment in, you get very little out.
O se inawo pupo ninu nkan sugbo o die lori mu jade ninu re.
There will be leakages in the purse.
Apo onito yo ma ju
when the heavens are closed.
Ngba ti orun ba se,
when the heavens are closed, beloved,
ngba ti orun ba se ara,
there will be businesses running into debt.
Awo owo onito onito yo ma kogun sinu gbese.
And stubborn satanic dominion over the person's life.
Ati ijoba alagidi lati ijoba okunkun yo ma sakoso
aye sito. Cassette of testimonies.
Awon gogo awon ijeri yo ma sele.
Unexplainable hardship.
Inira ti o se salaye.
Chain problems.
Awon isoro sukere fakere.
When the heavens are
closed.
This is a very serious matter.
Ohun to si le ni oro na.
Very very serious matter.
Oro to le ni.
It is when the heavens are closed.
Nigba ti orun ba ti se
that the person, after looking at everything and everything, and nothing is moving, then he begins to sing.
You are better, you calling.
When I get home, when I get home, my sorrows will be over. When I get home, when I get home, my sorrows will be over. When I get home. And this is not correct.
Because it thought,
the Bible says, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house
to feel it.
Parents,
Obi,
brethren,
Allah,
wife,
Aya,
children,
Omo,
for the kingdom of heaven
says,
who shall not receive manifold more in this present time? And then in the world to come, life everlasting. That's what the Bible says. That's because that is what is not my own. When it was your own, what did you do
there?
This is a very serious matter.
Oro to le ni.
So if the heavens are closed,
bi orun ba se,
your wealth goes to the wrong hands.
Oro le yo lo sowo ti o to.
Poverty will move in.
Osi awa wole.
All kinds of poverty.
Oniruru ise.
Can't afford mosquito nets.
O le ra aso ti won fi n pa yomuyomu.
No money to buy insecticide.
Osu lati ra ogun yomuyomu.
It takes your stove 3 hours to cook rice.
Wakati meta ni ero idana ti re bi n se rice lasan.
Convert the skin of mosquito, the skin of orange to mosquito repellent.
Lo wa so dogun e fun.
No fan in the house.
Ko si ero to n fi ategun nu ile.
Window must be open for air to come in.
Oni lati si fereze ni kategun to le wole.
That window too has no net.
Fèrèsé tó ti ṣí àwọn kò sí aṣọ tó ń jẹ́ kí àwọn yànmùyànmú máa wọlé ń bẹ̀.
A child has malaria.
Ibà ń ṣe ọmọ.
They're going to Malam to buy tetracycline on the streets.
Ọjà àwọn ọmọ là lo ti lọ ra kásù.
And then they gave the child fake drugs.
Wọ́n sì wá fún ọmọ náà ní egbògi ayédèrú.
Trouble.
Wàhálà.
When heavens are closed.
Nígbà tí ọ̀rọ̀ bá ṣe.
This is a serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó lé ni o.
Serious matter.
Oro to le.
When I was a teacher in the secondary school,
nigba ti mo je olukọ ile ẹkọ
to worry my mind.
O ma nko mi lominu.
All those girls that they bring to school, I say, hey, teacher, this one is pregnant, or this one.
Gbogbo awọn ọmọbinrin ti wọn ma nko wa sile iwe pe olukọ eleyi tun ti loyun o.
This one is pregnant,
eleyi ti loyun o.
So we get about 3 or 4 in a year.
Laarin ọdun kan a ma o ma n to mẹta si mẹrin.
One thing that I noticed then,
ohun kan ti mo kíyèsí nígbà yẹn lọ́hùn.
Uniformly, all those girls were daughters of the poor.
Nipe lọpọlọpọ gba gbogbo wọn láyè ọkan sílẹ ni wọn jẹ ọmọ ẹni tí ò lówó lọwọ.
The rich man has not got his own children.
And carries
them back and forth from school with shovel driven car. It is the poor man's daughter who is being used as sexual football on the streets. It is the poor man's bukateria that they will be slapping the back bottom of his wife because they want to buy people soup. And the man cannot talk because that's where food comes from. When I was working at the Institute for Medical Research and there was cholera outbreak, the cholera outbreak didn't happen in VI and Ikoyi, it was in some other areas. Anything can happen. And whether you pay your tithe and you don't pay it, the devil will collect you when you didn't pay to God. This is a very serious matter. The worst thing about close heaven is this. Lack of ideas will move in. And agents of destruction will move in. The person begins to find himself naked in the dream. There will be sicknesses that drain money. Cobwebs. The enemy converts a business place a donkey. When the heavens are closed. Make up your mind, beloved. As you don't want to have anything to do with failure. But the second thing to check, like I said, is whether your heavens are open. The heavens become closed when we live in sin and disobedience. The heavens become closed when we are operating outside the will of God. The heavens are closed when our prayer altar is very weak. The heavens are closed when we are stingy towards God. The Bible says, bring all the tithes to my house. Open the windows of heaven. You don't pay those tithes, do no harm to yourself. Because that window will be closed. But the Bible says if you pay, open the windows of heaven. So much will come to you. You will have no room to take it. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
This is a very serious matter. So when people are stingy towards God, the heavens become closed. Those who know the operation of heaven, then they want open heavens. What they do is that they give a sacrificial offering, something that touches them. And then heavens begin to open. There with in the businessmen's meeting.
And
this man of God went to hold a crusade. And after the crusade, a man waited. Man was looking poor, dirty. And he came to the man of God with two eggs.
So
man of God, I don't have offering to give. But these are two eggs from my chicken. And two eggs. Man of God, take this. The man of God looked at the eggs.
Look
at the man offering it.
Pastor,
no. You need it more than I do. Cook the eggs and eat it. So no. So, but you just told us that we should give to God. We don't have money. This is what I have. While the man of God was still going to argue, the Spirit of God said to him, son, take it from him. If not, he will not be blessed. So he collected the two extra on the man.
So
thank you, God bless you. When his brother got to him after giving those two eggs to the man of God, his hand cackled all night. By the time he got there next morning, there were six eggs. The man packed the six eggs again.
Okay, but don't call him ever.
Headed for the crusade.
Oh, to love his soji.
Again, when they closed.
What are you shooting?
One stood to the man of God in the
car, full of locks.
Cotton.
Well, who pali to rashi?
Say, man of God.
No, you see alone.
My hand cackled all night.
No, boru le adiye mvi yai.
Six.
Mefari.
Instead of the two, I bought yesterday.
No, meji timo ko ala.
But because the man of God had half from God yesterday.
But you see alone, this is gola no la to do lu uba gbagu gure.
Beloved, do you know that from one end?
Arai je je ma ko lati ara adiye ko.
This man became the biggest poultry owner in the whole of that land.
Oh, kuri yawa di eni to nili adiye to tobi julo la dubo.
It made sacrificial. It gave a sacrificial offering unto the Lord. So when you are singing towards God, heavens remain closed. Because when you give to God, His own calculation is different from a calculation. God will base what you give in terms of what you have left
and
you have given. So
if
somebody has only 2 naira and you put down the whole of the 2 naira and you have 1 million naira and you bring 10,000 in God's mathematics, the fellow who had 2 naira and gave everything
and it only naira meji to se fi meji gbogbo re sile
much more than your 10,000
to fi sile o ju egberun mewa naira
do se to ko le after you have what
the Lord yo shiro re lori ohun to se ku si
then give sacrificial offerings unto the Lord. When man begins to look at his heavens, and you find that there is only a small space, only little blessings are trickling through, then what to do is to take action to see that you get your heavens open. And when you take that step and your heavens open, people will look at you and wonder what you did. Top principle, apart from obeying God, ensuring your heavens are open, the top principle is holiness. If you refuse to be holy, heavens become brass. Because anytime you say, Father, you know what to do, heavens will not respect the words that you are speaking. And this is a very, very serious matter. And the next thing you should check, is your level of work. You must work hard. This morning, beloved, I want you to understand that if you are in the school of failure, you allow the spirit of failure to capture you, many people will suffer as a result of your own failure. So are you here this morning? You are doing something but no direction from God. Or you don't even know what to do. You need to pray from the bottom of your heart. Are you here? And something is telling you inside that you are not what you are supposed to be. Something is telling you that this level you are will not move your life forward.
So
look inward and examine yourself this morning. And make up your mind that you are going to pray and take some action so that your life can move forward. This morning, by the grace of God, we need to pray some prayers here. This prayer concerns everybody. Nobody is free. Some people are at one level of failure, one area, but there is no failing
under
it. The enemy has specialized like special medical doctors in some life.
You have doctors who look after the eyes, you have doctors who look after the ears, you have doctors who look after the teeth.
The enemy might be giving you failure in one area, success in another area. I remember one of the best boxers. He was having success at the boxing ring. But was having failure in his personal life. You could be academically successful. You could succeed in business. Be a failure in other areas. The spirit of failure may have specialized in the life of the person. You could be a very powerful pastor. You could talk and do things. The spirit of failure could specialize on the particular weakness in your
life.
This is why we all need to pray. Some people are so nice until they get angry. When they are angry, you see different personality until the anger comes down. That means a feeling that area. You need to deal with it. Deal with it seriously. Some can talk and get results. But immediately they see the opposite sex, it just makes like candle. That's weakness. There's something in one area, feeling in another. Today,
lonely,
we're going to pray some prayers. Rise up on your feet now. Some are different level of failure or the other. Some are already senior prefect in the school of failure. What the enemy is passing you through now, don't take it for granted. Don't say that's my loss.
As a queen,
because the Bible says my thoughts also are good and not evil. If you pray here today, and the heavens over your head, those who see you by tomorrow, you say, what did you do? What happened to you? What did you do? Close your eyes, beloved.
And
you see, if you are here this morning, and you are not born again,
oh, is it there to be?
You have not surrendered your life to Jesus.
If you are here for Jesus,
that's the first thing to do.
If you say,
if not, it doesn't make sense praying this prayer.
I don't
know what you are. You say, man of God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are.
Now what to rest? Okay.
And see what I'm going to suffer. So Father,
Baba,
in the name of
Jesus,
I come before you now.
Jesus,
come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You say that short prayer with me.
Don't
go home. Just come here.
To
the front, then we'll pray with you more. And instruct you on what to do. Raise your right hand up, beloved. And see what I'm going to soon after me. So my Father,
Baba,
I thank you for sparing my life to this moment. I know that there is hope for me. I refuse to give up. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have given me in the past. I put on my faith the whole armor of God. And I will close every obstacle on my way of progress. In the name of Jesus, under the covering of the blood of Jesus, I nullify the root of failure in my life. I throw down every stronghold of failure in my life. In the name of Jesus. I give you time to put in whether I pull down the stronghold of failure in my marriage, whether in my business, whether in my academics, whether in my spiritual life. I give you time. Put in what you want to put in. I'm pulling down the stronghold. Say it after me like this, louder than anyone here.
Hello, Rara.
Every stronghold of failure in my life. Now you can put in anything you want in that place. Can you shout it loud and clear?
Hello, Rara.
Make it louder than that.
Hello, Rara.
I want you to understand that God is not happy when we fail to get to the level He wants us to get to. No parent will be happy when a child refuses to grow. It's a very serious matter. God is not happy that we are allowing demons to close our heavens. We allow household wickedness to be given instructions. They are the ones calling the shots and giving instructions. They are telling us what is supposed to happen in our lives. So you must shout this louder than anyone here.
Down!
Shout it louder than anyone around. Da! Something we need to destroy completely before we go. It is called the pipeline of failure. That is that that is draining your effort. Draining your strength. Pumping the poison of failure into what you do.
Don't do magele ikuno si ongbogbo to wa se.
Follow you to wherever you go.
Don't tell you olo ibi to lo.
And when you lay your hands on something, you will lay your hands on you too.
Kan wa tun da wa ti won na le.
You will shout this loud and clear.
O ki gele lo rara.
Pipeline of failure.
Ilo ikuno.
I cut you off. Now this next prayer,
Adura Tokoyi
will release 21 things.
You too,
so many people here.
For ọpọlọpọ eniyan nibi,
including uncommon promotion.
Ati igbega ti o wọpọ.
Uncommon success.
Aseyori ti o wọpọ.
Powerful recommendations and move forward.
Awọn ibanijasọrọ ti yoo mu ọtẹ siwaju.
Letters that will bring joy to you.
Awọn ewe ti yoo mu ayọ de ba ọ.
This particular one.
Adura itokan yi.
This is why we have to pray three aggressive,
Idiniye.
Violent.
Ta fi gbalẹ mẹta to ni ipa to ni ikanra ninu.
Every seed of failure in my life.
Gbogbo irúgbìn ìkùnà láyé mi.
Can you make it loud? Jesus.
lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Kọ́dọ̀ sọ fún ẹbí.
Gbáradì.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days.